Workbook, page 78. Activity 5. Listen and read. Then answer the questions.
The Forbidden City.
In the middle of Beijing, China, is the magnificent Forbidden City. Although now a museum and officially renamed the Palace Museum, or Gugang in Chinese, the Forbidden City was built in the early 1400s by Emperor Yongle as his imperial home. With 90 palaces and over 900 buildings, the Forbidden City was home to 24 Chinese emperors of the Ming and Qing dynasty for almost 500 years. The Forbidden City is protected by a moat and a wall that is almost 8 meters high. There is an inner court with buildings and rooms for the emperor and his family, and an outer court with halls and gardens where the emperor did his work and entertained guests. Only people invited by the emperor were allowed into the palace. All others were forbidden to enter. In front of the main gate, there is a pair of bronze lions. The male lion is holding a globe, symbolizing the power of the emperor. The female lion has a cub. She symbolizes the health and happiness of the emperor's family. The colors yellow and red appear everywhere. Roofs of the buildings and bricks of the floor are yellow. Yellow symbolizes the royal family and its supreme importance to the world. Doors, windows, pillars, and walls were often red. Red symbolized happiness and celebration. Today, people come from all over the world to see the thousands of items in the Palace Museum. Paintings, ceramics, jade pieces, clocks, jewelry, and sculptures all give us a glimpse of history. In 1987, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, included the Forbidden City on its World Heritage List for its incredible architectural beauty and wealth of cultural artifacts.